Simpson has been accused of having gone to a meeting of ministers and accusing them all, except John Cotton, of preaching a covenant of works rather than a covenant of grace. The accusation, if proved, will be an extremely serious one. Several of the ministers testified that Hutchinson had made this accusation.
I called these witnesses and you denied it. You see they have proved this and you denied it, but it is clear. You said they preach a covenant of works and that they were not able ministers of the New Testament. Now there are two other things that you did affirm, which were that the scriptures in the letter of them have taught nothing but a covenant of works, and likewise that those that were under a covenant of works cannot be saved.
Who did I say so? Did you say so?
No, sir. It is your conclusion. What do I do charging of you if you deny what is so fully proved?
There are six ungodly ministers who say it is true, and yet you deny that you did say that they did preach a covenant of works, and that they were not able ministers of the gospel, and it appears plainly that you have spoken it, and whereas you say that it was drawn from you in a way of friendship, you did profess then that it was out of conscience that you spake and said, the fear of man is snare. Wherefore shall I be afraid? I will speak plainly and freely.
That I absolutely do not. For the first person was thus answered by me to them. Thank God that I did conceive there with the difference between them and Mr. Cotton. At the first, I was somewhat deserved. Then said Mr. Peters, I pray answer the question directly as fully and as plainly as you desire. We should tell you our minds. Ms. Hutchinson, we confer plain dealing and tell you our hearts. Then I said, I would deal as plainly as I could. And whereas they say, I said they were under a covenant of works, then the state of the apostles. Now these two speakers cross one another. I might say they might preach a covenant of works as if the apostles, but to preach a covenant of works and to be under a covenant of works is another business.
There have been six witnesses to prove it, and yet you deny it.
I deny that these were the first words that were spoken.
To make the case worse, were you clearly true? That the ground of your opening your mind was not to satisfy them, but to satisfy your own mind.